Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we got three massive games. It doesn't get much bigger than this time of the year. We got the Astros-Yankees game one tomorrow, game two on Sunday. Then we got the Houston Texans versus the Chiefs on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson. Noon, you'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. When it comes to sports weekends, John, you've been around a long time. You've been around longer than I. I don't see how it could potentially get this big. This time of the year, I know for a fact it couldn't, but I don't know if you can have a bigger sports weekend ever in the city of Houston.
I know, I agree with you, first of all, but I know, just for argument's sake here and discussion, I remember an Astros in the 04-05 years playoff game the same day and roughly the same time. I think it started like an hour or two, maybe a little longer after the Texans game, and they went back-to-back. But it wasn't this. I mean, it wasn't like this. I mean, that was, keep in mind, that was 04-05. The Texans were barely an organization then. They were still finding their feet. I can't remember anything like this. I know, not even during the Rockets years, because that's June, you know, so baseball is just kind of getting going, and there is no football. This has got to be the biggest sports weekend in the history of the city in terms of just events.
I mean, I'm with you, and I'll take your word for it, because you've been in the city longer than I. You've been covering the teams for a while. I just don't see how it can get much bigger. Also, a part of the weekend, U of H hosting Cincinnati. We're going to get you tickets to that game this segment, so be listening, and we'll give you the cue to call, and you'll be able to attend the U of H Cougars versus the Cincinnati Bearcats here on Sports Radio 610 live from the Houston Open. Let's just look at these games. I just want to cut this into one third, cut this massive weekend into one third, and let's just go game by game,
okay,
and discuss our confidence and how we feel about each one.
Power rank our confidence in these games.
Yes. So
for the quote unquote local team.
For the local team.
Because like some people may not like Texas or may not like A&M, but they are the local team for the majority of our listeners. That are in the
I'll
Houston
leave
area.
That aside. I'll leave the college football aside.
Oh, I thought you were going to do all
I
of
just
them.
Want to talk about the big dogs. No. This is the people don't give a damn about college football right now.
Yeah.
In this specific point, I'm talking about the three games, the two Astros Yankees games, and the Texans versus Chiefs on noon. First, you're going to have game one at 7:08 on Saturday night. You're going to have Zach Greinke on the mound, game one against the New York Yankees. So that's the situation right there. Reason for confidence, you haven't lost a playoff game at Minute Maid Park. However, we saw what Zach Greinke did in his first outing of the postseason. We've seen what he's done his entire postseason career, an ERA over 9. Noon, after that, you're going to have Watson versus Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
However, Kansas City Chiefs, extremely beat up. They might be without their starting left tackle, their best defensive lineman. Sammy Watkins is probably going to be out, and we don't know about Tyreek Hill. So you have that, and the betting line, for whatever reason, is only 4. Don't ask me why, but for whatever reason, the betting line is only 4. And then, of course, the nightcap of the weekend, game 2, Astros-Yankees, likely going to have Verlander on the mound, more short rest. Of those three matchups, the three matchups that showcase the biggest sports weekend around here, where are you most confident that Houston gets a W, and where are you the least confident?
It's got to be game 2 of the Astros and Yankees. That's going to be Verlander and home field, and I think I mean, how can you not trust Verlander more than Greinke, right? And then next might be, gosh, am I saying this?
Don't do this.
It might be the Texans.
Don't do this.
I mean, if you just look at data and history, Greinke doesn't do well in the postseason. You know, we've illustrated that multiple times. He's coming off a pretty bad, you know, outing. The Yankees bats, I mean, look at their lineup, for goodness sakes, in this park have had success.
You're doing it.
Astros could win. I'm just saying, if you want me to rank 1, 2, 3, I think that's 3.
Okay.
Now you have to. Don't leave me hanging out here on this limb.
I would say I'm most confident in game 1 Astros Yankees.
Come on. You
listen.
Pandering.
Listen. No, listen, man. The reason is because I think that there's somewhat of an overreaction, and it's a healthy overreaction, and it's based on data. The anxiety of Zach Greinke, the fact he hasn't been good at the postseason. But I think the Astros have so much momentum right now while the Yankees have been sitting around that I think that the Astros are going to come out hot again, and I think the bats are going to thrive on Saturday, much like they did on Thursday, except there'll be a couple good innings instead of just one. Yeah. So that's where I'm most confident. Second most confidence, and this is just based on context clues. Common sense tells me the Texans aren't going to beat the Chiefs because we've never seen Bill O'Brien go on the road and beat a very good team. But if you just look at the context and you look at the information that I consume over the course of a week, Las Vegas thinks something up because the betting line is at 4 right now. Mm-hmm. They almost want you to take the Chiefs. They're beat up, so you're getting them at the right time. They're going to be without Sammy Watkins. They might be without their starting left tackle. They're going to be without their starting defensive lineman, and they've just kind of stumbled a little bit. And, oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes has an injured ankle. So that would be my second. And my third would be game two on Sunday, and that's only because I think that the Astros are going to win game one, and I think the Yankees are too good to fall behind. And I'm also a little bit concerned if there's going to be a snowball effect of Justin Verlander pitching on 3 days rest and then having to go on short rest again. I'm a little bit concerned about that because he's going to be doing something that he hasn't done twice in about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's all fair. I mean, this is one of those where you can kind of frame your opinion just on how you feel about it, things, you know, because I feel pretty good about Verlander, you know, coming back after, you know, after that last outing, because he didn't get out of the fourth inning, right? I mean, so I think – I feel better about him. I think that's where I'd be most confident. And trust me, I've been here long enough to know the Texans have not stacked good wins like this ever under Bill O'Brien. And the Texans, just big games in general, you know, how many have they won like this? I get it. I'm just basing that on recent performances of both the Chiefs and the Texans.
You know what? I just talked myself out of it. I've been known to change my mind, and I have the right to change my mind. I'm going to say number one, game one, Astros. Number two, game two, Astros. Number three, Texans, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise, the Bill O'Brien Texans, they're bedwetters in big games.
Yeah.
So I hope they prove me wrong. There's context clues that make you feel good. I feel good about Deshaun Watson. But I'm going to go Astros game one, number one, Astros game two, number two, and Texans number three. Although I think it will be a competitive game. But they're just getting the Chiefs at the right time, so they might have a chance. But until proven otherwise, the Bill O'Brien-led Texans in big games, they're bedwetters.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm just telling you, that's what they are.
Absolutely not wrong.
And he would have to agree with that.
I mean, I was saying the same thing.
Right here, he would have to agree with that. That's not what you can't – I mean, you can change that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys who were looked at like that before.
Yeah.
You know, Peyton Manning was looked at as a choke artist. He won his Super Bowl, and we've completely forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can change that narrative, but until proven otherwise, Bill O'Brien Texans are bedwetters.
You're not wrong. And when I picked the Texans as maybe the second most confident, I was like, am I really saying this? But, you know, you can't lie about what you're really feeling, you know, and that's what I feel.
What do you do this weekend? Like, if you are a man in Texas
mm-hmm.
or in Houston and you are a Houston sports fan.
Right.
I mean, you almost just got to you got to take control of your life. Like, there ain't no honey-do list.
Oh,
there
God,
ain't no.
no
honey. I need this from the grocery store.
God, no.
There ain't any of that. If you're a man in Houston this week and you are a sports fan, you've got to stick them on the table.
Well, there's
this
a
weekend.
Lot of women that would do the same thing, though, man.
I'll tell you what. I was at the Stros game yesterday. We were at a way out bail bonds across from the stadium,
which you almost needed this morning.
Yeah, well, not quite, but I'll tell you this. The women are more intense than the men walking into that Astros game.
Hell yeah.
I thought this lady was going to slap me. there was this old lady, mm-hmm. probably about 70.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was asking, like, confidence levels. I was like, what's your confidence level? And she goes, she just, like, looked at me and rolled her eyes at me like
you
she was
child.
Offended I even asked her.
You child.
What the hell are you asking? Of course we got it.
Are we going to win? Come on.
How much is Gerrit Cole going to be at? I think he's going to get $35 million. I think he's going to get – I threw out the 10-year deal, but I think baseball teams are shy of 10-year deals. My boy TJ texted me that. I think Gerrit Cole is going to probably get a 7-year, $35 million deal.
I, All I know is it's going to be the most in history.
And I don't know if the Astros should pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when these pitchers get these deals, you eventually end up regretting it in year four. Now, if the Astros think they have the World Series window and they need that, they could go ahead. But let's be honest, as great as Gerrit Cole is, and he's the best pitcher in baseball right now, he's the best pitcher in the world, he's doing historic stuff right now that you don't see that often.
How do you let him go? How do you let him go?
Because there's a lot of times where this happens and you end up looking back. And if you're the Astros, how do you let him go? Who was Gerrit Cole before he got here?
Yeah, but he was good, and he was
he
on the
was
rise.
Good,
and
he but was he on wasn't the rise. This.
And then he got here. And look, if I'm Jim Crane, after the season, whether it's after a World Series or not, I'm like, what do we need? How can you look yourself in the mirror and say, even if you have
well,
two
Jim
World
Crane
Series,
Jim Crane could look himself in the mirror and put his hand on his chin and have two rings by the time.
No, I understand that. Even if he does that, even with two rings, and say we're going to let one of the greatest pitchers postseason performances in the history of baseball, which it already is. All right, it already is that. Justin Verlander, even just in the divisional series, he's gone 7.2 7.2/3. I'll get it right. In back-to-back postseason starts, no more than four hits, struck out double-digit batters. He's done it in back-to-back starts. There's only been 31 times in the history of the game that that's happened, and he's already done it through the division series. You can't.
I get what
you're
saying.
How do you say? Well, okay, you know, thanks, man.
Because eventually, you got to look at that. You got to look at the bottom line, and you got to look at if this is going to be a good decision. And also, you have all these other guys coming up. You're going to have to pay George Springer. Do you want to pay Carlos Correa?
But don't you value Gerrit Cole more than even some of those guys?
I mean, I would think so. But I mean, that's just the decision they're going to make. You know how? And in another thing to put into it, sometimes it's really not your choice.
Yeah.
Like sometimes he might just want to go somewhere else. He might want to go home to California with the Angels. You're going to be throwing out all kinds of money. You know how sometimes bad things happen as a result of good things?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What if Gerrit Cole goes out there against the Yankees? Let's say in his first start, he does what he's done in his first two.
Yeah.
And then game seven on the mound, New York against the Yankees, Gerrit Cole mows them down. What if the Yankees, who really haven't been paying high-priced free agents for a while, just get it in their mind and they just decide – we got to get this guy. We need this guy. We're going to throw $40 million 7 years at Gerrit Cole.
It's happened before. It happens all the time. I mean, the Yankees.
This dude is going to make
Wade
NBA
Boggs
money.
Played for the Yankees.
He's going to get NBA money.
Let me tell you something. That's all you need to know. Wade Boggs and Roger Clemens, Red Sox icons, played for the Yankees. That's
Wade
all you need
Boggs
to know about.
Used to wear women's underwear under his uniform.
Yeah, he did.
What a weirdo.
Could swing that bat, though, man.
What a strange.
Could swing that bat.
You're talking about the baseball
I'm
bat,
guessing
right?
In more ways than one.
I didn't know what you're talking about. It's a weird transition. Also this weekend, Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. The Houston Cougars are going to take on Cincinnati. That's tomorrow, 2:30 at TDECU Stadium. Two tough teams. Cincinnati, they've only lost one game. They lost to Ohio State. They're a very good squad. They're going in there to face a Cougs team without De'Aaron King, looking to get back on track. You can get tickets at uhcougars.com, or you can get a pair of tickets right now, 832-430-2946, 832-430-2946. Caller number 7, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see the Cougs tomorrow. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. We're going to continue talking about the Astros, continue talking about the Texans. And the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, is going to be facing his former team. He had something to say about his former coach, and you'll hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.